Welcome to Financial Legacy, Nothing Off Limits with Leah. I'm your courageous host. This is the show where gems of the world become intrigued by their rare gem moment, rare gem reveal, and we discuss the moment of truth. This month, we celebrate women. Yes, I'm talking to you. I am a woman here in Cleveland making history, as I am a huge advocate in the community. As a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to have an exclusive interview with Metro Urban News One. I got a chance to hang out with my man Vince. We party and we discuss business and how we can change lives together. This interview was dynamite. Check it out and let me know what you think. Welcome to Metro Urban News One. I'm Financial Lexi Leah, and I'd like to take a moment to give a shout out to all the working women, hustling women, and entrepreneurs throughout the world. Yes, this is our month to celebrate women making history, and we celebrate you and your legacy. Continue to strive for excellence and remember to be gracious to yourself and others. It takes tenacity and being resilient to make a difference in a world filled with dreamers. I'm hanging out with Vincent White at Maple Heights Library, and I'm elated to be a student of a visionary enthusiast. Vincent, how are you today?
Awesome.
Awesome. I love to hear it. I love to hear it. So, you know, tell the listeners why you brought me here and what's your vision for us?
Well, I met you at the Robert Johnson Senior Luncheon, an annual senior luncheon, and it is always a great experience. Hubs Groove was there. He had fashion and some, what's the name of that company that you're with?
I am with Kratzley Payne Agency Insurance Company.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so as I was walking back and forth out in the rotunda, I spotted you. Although you look familiar to me, I know that I've seen you before, so you and I got to talking, and you were saying all the right things. And you were telling me about your podcast, and I was sharing with you about my radio show, and you were sharing with me about your business and stuff, and we clicked right there. We exchanged numbers. We did our first recording last week. Shout out to Legacy Financial Leah, Metro Urban News One, and we're so excited, and I saw that you are definitely for the people, and that's what made me say, hey, let's do some recordings.
Wow, I am just grateful for that. And, you know, I'm going to say that I was in the right place at the right time. I am grateful to be here. This is not only an opportunity, but this is life-changing for us and the community. How do you feel about that?
Powerful. I always want to put the community first. And I know that a lot of times people say community just for their own personal financial reasons. But if you put the community first, this is just me, you will definitely see the rewards.
Absolutely. I agree with you when you say seeing the rewards. But, you know, oftentimes we, and I'm going to say we are people, we run out of patience. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, we don't get a chance to benefit from the great rewards because we're not patient enough to see it through. And so when you think of that, how often have you come across someone who you felt would be great for this, and then you find that they're not a good fit at all?
Yeah, you know, that does happen from time to time. And when you see it, you know, I think a lot of times what happens is, and I'm going to say this, you can make a quick dollar really fast. And if you've never experienced that before, it will give you a warped sense of what this is really about, okay? And it goes in waves because, you know, it just, you can have your ups and you can have your downs. So for a person like me, I understand the ebbs and flows of this business. So when it's flowing, I'm fine. But if it kind of peters out a little bit, I know that is when the creative juices come in. That is the planning time. So, you know, it's seed time and harvest, as they say in scripture. So what you have to understand is that you have to see beyond what you're seeing in the reality. That's just me. So when the frustration comes, when the money, I'm not going to say slow, but it's not in the places that it has been, and you weren't prepared for that, that's when I've seen the frustration come along.
That's very interesting when you say frustration. And, you know, when I think of that as being a self-inflicted issue, right?
Yes.
And let's talk about it. When we have issues, are these self-inflicted issues or are these issues that someone else created? And so it sounds as if, you know, when it comes to elevating your career, you have to be patient. You have to have goals, short-term and long-term goals, mm-hmm. right? And you have to mentally prepare yourself for what the results may be or may not be, right?
Definitely. And that's what being an entrepreneur is different from being an employee. It's a totally different dynamic. And that's something that you have to get used to. You're going to see some good times and you're going to see some lean times. But it's for your learning. It's for your own good. Because if you never experience some lean times, then you'll be busy working. And now it's a job. Because what happens is, I'm not going to say lean times, but when I see a shift, I go in creative mode.
I like that, creative mode. And that signifies to me, when you say that you're going into creative mode, that you have a skill. And being creative is a skill. It's being artistic, right? It's being an artist. Now we're finding that there are several different opportunities for grants and scholarships, but they're allowing you to define the space of what artistic means. How are you creative? What's your space? And so you're allowed to write and tell someone this when you're applying for the money. And so I love the fact that you said that there's a difference between having a job and being an entrepreneur. And in growing up, I was told a job is just over broke. And so a lot of people, you know, when they get that check on payday, they're upset and they're mad because they have obligations that they have to meet. And so they can only meet the obligations with what they've worked for someone else. And in being an entrepreneur, you have to have a shift. You want to begin to learn to mold your own positive financial behaviors. And there's a lot of great things that go into that, right? I heard you mention last time that you were preparing to elevate your life because you wanted an efficiency. You want an apartment, right? And you want to buy a huge purse. You maybe want to buy a car. Is that what I heard you say?
Definitely.
Definitely, yes. And you should have that. Not only do you work hard enough, but you being a skilled person, you deserve to have luxuries. But those luxuries cost, right?
Yes.
And so what has it looked like just over the time? We're going to go with this. So first, let's start with this. You're molding positive financial behaviors right now. You've taken a look at 2023, right? Your revenue, what you brought in, how you earned the money, your input, your output. You've done your checks and balances, right?
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay. Up until the point that you've done checks and balances, what did you learn about yourself and your money management habit?
I'm very detailed about it. I know I need to get better. And that's when I kind of met you.
And so it's okay that you don't have it all together and that you know that you're detailed. But I'm quite sure you keep up with things like your receipts.
Yes. But it's all electronic.
No.
And that's what makes it easy for me. Some people frown upon Apple Pay and Cash App, but those are my two best friends. I've never had a problem. Never. Oh, I've had some people say I've had problems with this. I've never had a problem. I've been with my bank for years and everything works out for me. I don't have those fears and phobias about money. So the electronic payments work well for me, the Cash Apps. So I can track 90% of my purchases, I can track right on the old phone.
And, you know, that is great. In today's world and technology, there are all of these great apps and other resources that are available. It takes the hard work out of you storing papers. You don't have to worry about keeping them for a long time because you now have a service that either you bought or is included in something like with your bank that will retain these records for you. So therefore, the easy part is done. So you just have to put yourself in the position to make the money you want to make in order to live the lifestyle you desire. That's simply what it is. And so the first stage in molding positive habits, financial habits, is this is a sixth stage that a person goes towards. And this path is adopting financial better habits, right? We're going to just go with say with better habits, because a person can absolutely think there's nothing wrong with where they're at and may not see why they need to improve. But if you're looking to have a purchase or make a major purchase, such as a car, a home, there are going to be certain things that your lenders are going to require. They're going to want to know. They're going to ask for. So you have to have them. Receipts and documentation is one of them. So right now, it sounds as if you move past that pre-contemplation phase, right? And now you're moving it towards your actual physical working towards the steps. What does that look like for you? You're in preparation. How do you feel?
Wonderful, because as you're saying that, financial rec, I could pull up the old bank statements, go to the library, print them out on the printer. It's free. That's why I love the library, because there are so many services for free that you can use. And this is, you know, I always say this is the best place for me. A lot of my financial transactions that I need to do when people need to see paperwork, I can get on and do the fax. You know, they have the photo fax, not the old phone how I used to go through. You can go through, use the photo machine here, send people faxes, because that's mainly what I'm doing is when I pull up statements and different things like that. So that's so less stressful for me now, because I have everything on record that I can go get the email, send a fax, or print it out with no problem.
Great. And so that means that you're not under the stress of finding a place that'll provide all the things and amenities that you have, because you're right here and it's free with great people to assist you, right? And so that is great. And however, so the skills that have you developed as you move through the stages of pre-contemplation, you've taken a look and you want to change some things about your personal finance. You want to gain, again, positive financial behaviors, and you want to become better equipped to tackle the next problem. So right now you're in the preparation stage. And in this stage, it's understanding and learning how money will help you. It begins to help you think about how you can improve, what actions you can take to improve your finances. And so after you thought about that and you went and tracked and you pulled up those bank statements, you sat down and you've done the work, now what's your plan for improving your finances for this elevation?
Being more mindful of my spending, which I've started to do now that I have these goals. I'm definitely just looking. It could be something small. So I'm always looking at what's coming in and what's going out every month, every week, actually. So I'm doing it every week now, and it's definitely giving me a better picture on my whole financial, what do you call that?
Financial wellness?
Yes.
Yes. You're springing into wealth. And by the way, springing, we're in spring right now. And so we're moving forward. That's simply what that means. When you think of a spring, you think of a spring that can bounce you somewhere. So you want to bounce forward. And that is good, because maybe for a while you had a little procrastination, right? And we know that is common. We can think about something and we don't really get a move on it at that very time. But once you got past that, you're no longer in that stage, and you're learning that that habit is not beneficial to your success or to your money. And so in this stage, again, it can last for years. How long did it take you before you began putting in action for this particular goal of finding a new home?
It took a while. It took a while for me, because like me being self-employed, you know, the money, it could fluctuate a little bit. So just for me to get a handle on it, it took me a couple years or so just to see where it's going, see what's going in, be mindful, tracking, doing my budget every month. So it took a little bit of time, maybe about a year for me to actually put the time into it and be more mindful.
And that's great, because you already mentioned that once you're doing the work, you'll see the rewards of your work. And so that's what you're saying right now. And so it's going to help you move through this stage very quickly so that you can move on to the next stage. And so what I suggest is you pick a few small activities that can improve your finances and complete them. And so when I say that to you, just off the top of your head, if you were to close your eyes, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Going down to the lake.
Yes, and tossing all those bills in the water. So, you know, if you're under the sound of my voice right now, I like for you to close your eyes And I'd like you to think about the very first activity you can take, whether it's small or large, towards this goal. What is it?
Looking at my budget, seeing if there's not something that I want to cut, but just, do I really need this every month? Looking at the monthlies that's coming out of my account. That's what I need to really start to track.
And that's really good because you can make a list of your debts, right? Cut back on eating out, cooking more meals at home. You can download an expense tracking app or just simply clean out your wallet. And so one thing that I'll tell you, I remember in the beginning when my children were very, very young, they're adults now. I remember I used to work in the transportation industry. And so because I knew I was getting a settlement weekly, and I won't say a paycheck because I had to learn to pay myself, I received a settlement weekly of everything that I did. And they were very lucrative settlements, okay? Made a lot of money in the transportation industry. The one thing I had not learned at that very point was how to allocate my funds and make sure that my money worked for me instead of me continually working for the money. And so every week I looked at this settlement and then I began to factor in, well, how much would I reasonably be able to pay myself? Not only how much reasonably would I be able to pay myself, but I have to pay taxes. I have to invest in my Social Security when I retire, if I'm going to collect that. I want to be able to continue to invest in my home and make it beautiful. I want to have a vehicle, and I want to put my children in the best school system. How can I afford this as well as I still have my monthly bills? I have light, gas, food. And so one of the things that I began to do with my children, because I wanted them to understand, like, yes, mommy can make the money, but in order to be able to have the reward from this, you got to do good as well. So their job was to go to school. That was their job, right? I assigned them jobs. Jobs, you have to go to school. I'm not homeschooling you, but you're going to go out, you're going to go to school, and you're going to go make friends, and you're going to go be the best person you can be while doing these things because you're going to need more people than me. And so what did that mean for them? That means that they'd be able to sit around other people, and whether they became an entrepreneur or they decided to have a job, that they'll be able to work with others. That means that they'll learn how to share. They'll learn conflict resolution. They'll learn how to dress appropriately. They'll learn how to maintain their hygiene. Outside of all the great morals and values and things that I instilled in them, they'll be able to be around other people to learn their habits as well. And so we know that we can pick up good habits and bad habits from others, right? So one of the things that I always ask my children is, do you talk to your friends about money? Because yes, very well, mommy can give you an allowance. You work for this allowance. And then you can get this food or movie coupon after you've done your job for the week, and that's how you're rewarded. And that is one way that we begin to really have a system in the home and rewarding ourselves. So if we did our job for the week, Monday through Friday, Saturday, we can go reward ourselves with the meal out. But Monday through Friday, the way that I learned to save money is I cook meals. I cook meals that stretch for a period of time. Maybe some days you don't want to eat leftovers. Maybe there's not enough left for leftovers. However, I made sure that I did my part in ensuring that our household was run efficiently. And that was one way that I cut back on my debt. So when you think next of, well, maybe if you don't have the money in order to go out to eat, what about credit cards? Do you have credit cards, Vince?
No, I don't.
Lucky you, because when I close my eyes, the first thing I think of is I can cut my credit card debt.
Okay.
And so in order to improve at this very point, if I would say, it would be simply reducing my output. I know my input is high, but I have to reduce my output in order to continue to live below my means. Do you hear people say that they want to live below their means, or do you find that they live over their means?
Well, I think that's something that
most of us possibly do.
We live above our means, but once you get a handle on what's going in, what's coming in, and what's going out, then I believe you can make corrections on that. And yes, I know sometimes we will go above and beyond, which we all do. So just being mindful of that.
Now, in this stage of preparation, you may find that you're going to be triggered by some of your old habits, right? You want to do some things that you used to do. Just go shopping, blow some money, maybe go hang out with friends, possibly loan out money that you know you do not have. In this stage, you're going to cut back on those habits. I won't tell you to stop, because if I tell you to stop, I know you're going to go quickly towards what you used to do. What I'll say is just cut back. Write out some very clear goals, prioritize and plan them, and again, celebrate your victories to encourage yourself. And by the time you reach the maintenance phase, you've already seen positive results, right? And although things are going very well, you must be mindful. Do not become too overconfident. If something goes bad or something happens, people begin to shut down and revert back to their earlier stages. So we don't want you to do that. We want you to just continue to take your time, focus, and plan. And again, budget your money. Remember, this is about you and your money and how it works for you. So Vince, now that hopefully I encourage you to continue working with that budget, how do you feel now? Have you thought of any other ways that you can improve this budget? And if so, what are you going to do?
Yes, definitely be more mindful of my spending. I know sometimes it gets a little out of hand, but just every day that at the end of the day, definitely go through the checks and balances. And I know that's going to be a little uncomfortable for me, but if I'm doing it every day, I now have a handle on these numbers instead of at when it's time to pay the bills, I'm looking like, oh, wow. But if I'm tracking every day or every other day, I'm confident that I'm going to see the results.
That sounds amazing. And so as you continue to go through this, just continue to invest in yourself, right? And what does that look like while you're working on this budget and you're paying out? Are you remembering to pay yourself as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I need a new laptop. So.
And so you needing this laptop, there's a difference between a need and a want. And apparently you need this not only to be the best visionary enthusiast you can be, but you need to complete your work, right?
Yes.
And so what are your plans for, when is your goal for, so let me, when is your deadline to have this laptop?
I mean, you know, I've been on Amazon looking for it. So I would say by April. Because, well, I see the Focus Media live stream service picking up. So, you know, if you would like your event live stream videotape or photography, you can contact me at 216-337-2102. So, yes, because now when I'm going out in the field, I always want to make sure I have the right stuff, even though I have pretty top-notch equipment now. But that little thing, that laptop, it's like, oh, Vince, maybe you need to take it to Micro Center or look at getting a new one. So that's it right now. That would be definitely paying myself. Anytime I'm investing in my business, I'm investing in me.
Absolutely, because you are the business. And so you understand that if you don't operate, then the business don't operate. And so those are some of the things, and just staying committed towards working towards your goal. And it helps you mentally get past any financial setbacks faster because you have a plan in place. You've been looking for this laptop, so you're scouting to see what's out there, if there are any deals. And at the same time, you're working towards that goal. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what percentage of funds do you allocate towards this short-term goal?
That's a good question. I just kind of look at what's coming in or what actually came in for the month. It's not so much of a percentage for me. I just look at the total monthly income and then I'll decide how I want to do it. So maybe what I'll do or what I've have been doing for the last couple of months is putting aside maybe about $100, $150.
That sounds good. And now what I suggest to take it a step further is now because you have this short-term goal is you create a category, whatever you want to name this category. I categorize all of my money so I know what category I can pull it out of. And then you just simply drop those funds into that bucket and you know that it's sitting there. So when you go to make your purchase for your computer, not only will you have the money, but you know that you have allocated those funds specifically for that need and purpose.
That sounds wonderful.
I am excited for that computer because I know you are very tech savvy and you're going to have a top notch. It is going to do the best for you. And so I just want to say to those under the sound of my voice, thank you so very much for tuning in. I hope that you begin to see positive results as a result of this conversation and just hanging out with us. Before we go, though, here are a few upcoming events that I'll be a part of. So if you like to get out and you like to see me live and in person in action, I'll be a few places. First, we're going to spring into wealth with the Crassley Payne Agency. And this event is going to be held Wednesday, April 17th. Doors open at 10 a.m. And we have over 15 community resources. For more information, you can go to www.painlesseevents.com. If you want to see me hanging out here in Cleveland, there is a Youth Resilience Summit featured from the Boy Scouts of America. Next, I'll be at the Youth Resilience Summit with the Boy Scouts of America. That is Friday, April 19th at the Sheila and Eric Samson Pavilion, the Health Education Campus, Case Western Reserve University, and Cleveland Clinic, 9501 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Well, again, you've been tuning into Financial Legacy with Leah, and I'm hanging out with Vincent White. I've had so much fun, and I will see you all next week.
On Metro Urban News One. Peace.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.